Welcome to the Data Up Podcast. My name is Brian Ward, the creator and host of the Data Up Podcast. I am a coach, Marine Corps veteran, speaker, husband, and you guessed it, a dad. Are you ready to be inspired to be the best dad you can be for your family? This show will provide you with the tips, tools, and strategies to do just that. Are you a dad just going through the motions? Or are you looking to really elevate your dad game to the next level? Truth is, it is a blessing to be a dad. This is a responsibility we must take seriously. In the end, how do you want to be remembered? I hope you want to be remembered as a phenomenal dad. Your legacy starts in the home, not outside the home. If you're really ready to elevate your dad game, then make sure you bang that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. Now, let's get started. Dad up. Welcome to another episode of Dad Up, everyone. Thank you guys very much for joining me. This is another episode of Parenting Pep Talk, where it's just me and you. And what I like about these segments is that it's just practical things that you can work on as a parent to help you be better. So make sure you guys are sharing this and letting other people know. So hey, maybe there's a neighbor, a friend, a relative that needs to hear some of these tips or strategies. And so make sure you let them know. But for today's topic, I really want to talk about something very easy and simple to learn and understand and implement, but it's the power of positive reinforcement in parenting. And what does that mean? The power of positive reinforcement is simple, yet an effective technique. And it can be significant on your child's behavior and overall development. So let's dive right in to a few tips and strategies that I want you guys to kind of gather. So make sure you're taking notes, make sure you're paying attention, because I'm going to really hit home on a lot of these points, and I'm going to kind of move along. So if you miss any of it, make sure you guys go back and play it. But if you take some notes and stuff, I think you'll be good. So how do we understand? What's understanding positive reinforcement? What does that mean? Well, positive reinforcement involves acknowledgement and rewarding desirable behaviors to encourage your child's repetition. And so how does it work? Well, it works by focusing on the positive, obviously. And parents can create a nurturing environment that enhances their child's motivation, self-esteem, and overall well-being. So number three, let me give you some examples of positive reinforcement. Verbal phrase, hugs, high fives. Kids love high fives, right? Small rewards, which are really simple, especially with younger kids, and privileges that can all serve, basically those can all serve as effective forms of positive reinforcement. So what are the benefits though? What are the benefits of positive reinforcement? Number one, building a strong parent-child bond. Now there's a lot of benefits to building that bond and how we do it. Basically, you really build that parent-child bond by being active and involved in your child's life, doing the activities they like to do, participating and conversing with them day to day, showing them praise and love and admiration. Those kind of things will help develop that bond. Number two, you want to encourage desired behaviors. So you want to do this by acknowledging and rewarding positive behaviors. We as parents can motivate our children to continue exhibiting those behaviors. Very simple, right? And then the third thing is we want to boost their self-esteem and confidence. Positive reinforcement helps children develop a positive self-image and belief in their abilities and leading to increased confidence and resilience. So that's really the benefits of positive reinforcement. And the last thing I want to cover, or actually the second to last thing I want to cover, is practical tips for how do we as parents implement positive reinforcement with our kids. Number one, be specific and timely. Offer specific praises and rewards immediately after your child develops or displays that desired behavior. Number two, obviously, consistency is key. Consistency is key to anything. And it's the same thing with positive reinforcement. Maintain a consistent approach to positive reinforcement to establish clear expectations. And it helps your child understand what behaviors are valid. Number three, use a variety of rewards. Tailoring rewards to your child's interests and preferences, considering both tangible rewards like stickers and small treats, and intangible rewards like extra playtime and special activity. Those rewards will help your child develop that need for the positive reinforcement. And when they get that positive reinforcement, it makes them want to do the same thing again and again and again. So continue to apply those rewards and watch how your child changes. Basically, being specific and timely, consistency. Obviously, we want to have consistency in our reinforcement, and obviously using the variety of rewards. Those are super, super practical tips that will help reinforce positive change. The last thing I want to go over, overcoming challenges and potential pitfalls. Now, obviously, we're going to have challenges from time to time with our kids. Kids are, they change, you know, through the ages. They change, their maturity changes. They develop new habits, new ways of thinking, especially as the kids get older, they start to develop the independency. So you're going to find some challenges when you're raising kids, and there are potential pitfalls. So how do we avoid those or overcome those? As I like to say, what I learned in the Marine Corps, improvise, adapt, and overcome. So number one, we want to avoid over-rewarding. So what do I mean by that? I mean, balance. Basically, balance is crucial to prevent children from becoming overly reliant on external rewards and basically losing intrinsic motivation. So make sure we're balancing our reward system and not over-rewarding. Number two, we want to address unwanted behavior. Obviously, that's self-explanatory, but when you address that unwanted behavior, you're letting your child know and helping them understand that what they did was not appropriate, and it's not an appropriate reaction to whatever the situation was. So number two, obviously, of addressing unwanted behavior, basically focusing on redirecting and teaching alternative behaviors rather than solely using punishment or negative reinforcement. Now, solely using punishment and negative reinforcement can really diminish their self-esteem and their self-image and their confidence. So that's just the opposite of what we want to do with positive reinforcement. As I talked about in the first segment, the benefits of it, one of the benefits of it is boosting self-esteem and confidence. But if you solely rely on punishment and negative reinforcement when you hit those potential pitfalls, that self-esteem and confidence will start to go down and it'll start to diminish. So make sure we're addressing unwanted behaviors appropriately. Number three, we want to adjust strategies as our children grow. So as I said before, our children change as they go through the stages of life, the ages that they go through, from, you know, a young toddler to, you know, a preteen, then the teenager years, and then the pre-adult years, and then the adult years. Their behavior, their maturity, their interests change over time. So as your child matures, their motivation and interests, like I said, will change. So you need to adapt your positive reinforcement techniques accordingly. So that's pretty simple. Positive reinforcement is important. when raising kids. It's a powerful tool that can transform your parenting experience. By focusing on positive acknowledgement and rewarding desired behaviors, we can create an environment that fosters growth, confidence, and a strong parent-child bond, as I said earlier in this segment. Remember that obviously parenting is a journey, and incorporating positive reinforcement can make that journey a little easier and more rewarding for not only your child, but for you as the parent. So if you have any questions, I know I went through those pretty fast. If you need to take a little bit more notes, you can go ahead and replay that. But if you have any specific questions or need any help or any further guidance, please make sure you send me a DM on my Instagram page at DadUpPodcast, and I'll be happy to respond. I respond to pretty much every single one of my messages, unless they're weird messages, but I respond to all my questions and comments that I get. And so I appreciate those comments and questions. So if you have comments or questions about positive reinforcement, please make sure you reach out to me. And listen, if you are not yet subscribed to my podcast, make sure you subscribe to it so you don't miss any of the awesome episodes that I have each and every week between guests that I have on my show and these parenting pep talks. And as always, I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of Dad Up. Wow, another amazing episode in the books. So much was shared, and I'm truly grateful my guest was able to pour into you to help you elevate your dad game and really dad up. Make sure you bang that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And while you're here, please don't forget to leave me a rating and a review. I always appreciate the feedback. Also, did you know you can watch the video interview of this episode? You can by simply going to my YouTube channel at Dad Up Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. And one last thing, don't forget, your role as a dad is one of the most important roles you have. So if you need a little help or have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me on my website at daduptribe.com or at my Instagram page at daduppodcast. Until next time, everyone, dad up.